to the heart of the problem.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. No surprise that the housing market is still far from being fixed. And the U.S. Treasury Department is announcing today more ways to stem all those foreclosures that keep happening. The latest steps to help homeowners, and here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The administration has been trying to cut the number of foreclosures by allowing homeowners to modify their mortgages and make monthly payments a little easier. But in many cases, that's not working. So now officials are trying to make foreclosure less of a burden on a borrower's credit record. The plan will be announced later this morning. The idea is to allow delinquent borrowers to sell their homes for less than the amount left on the mortgage, or give the property back to the lender, which in turn will consider the loan paid off. The difference is the process doesn't have to be dragged out by months of costly foreclosure proceedings, and the borrower won't have the word foreclosure written in big red ink on future financial documents. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
President Obama will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico today, hearing credit card horror stories. The town hall meeting will focus on sudden interest rate hikes and hidden fees. Wall Street yesterday, not so nice. The Dow lost about 2%, 184 points. NASDAQ down 3%. S&P shares down about 2.5%. European markets mixed right now. Asian shares were off 2 and 3% today. Sony reported it lost about $1 billion in its fiscal year, the first time that's happened in 14 years. And Sanyo reported just moments ago it lost nearly $1 billion in its fiscal year. Nothing electrifying about electronics these days. Delaware has always been known as the first state, first in the Union, way back in 1787. And starting at 11 o'clock this morning Eastern Time, it'll be the first state east of the mighty Mississippi to legalize sports betting. That could mean $50 million or more a year to boost Delaware's budget. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
Delaware has decided to take advantage of a 30-year-old Supreme Court ruling that gave four states, Nevada, Oregon, Montana, and Delaware, the right to legalize sports gambling.
I think there is a tremendous underground economy that will start to surface in Delaware, and I think it's going to be a tremendous cash cow.
Even so, Republican State Senator Colin Bonini opposes legalizing bets on the outcome of sporting events on moral grounds and because he thinks it'll bring in too much cash.
And I think we're going to be so flush with money that we're going to spend even more irresponsibly in the future.
Plus, Bonini figures Delaware's move will be so successful, its neighbors will want in on the action. Economics professor James Butkiewicz at the University of Delaware says legalized gambling is an attractive way for states to raise revenue.
And so if the state is taking a share of the house cut, that's a voluntary payment of taxes. You know, you don't have to fill out a form, and you certainly can choose not to gamble and pay zero taxes.
Another risk for Delaware, professional sports leagues and the NCAA vehemently oppose betting on the outcome of their games. Delaware has no major league teams, but the NCAA says schools like the University of Delaware can forget hosting any league championship games. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
America is an ownership society for the most part. We buy things we need, such as tools for household work. Garages across the country are filled with examples. But there's one place in Springfield, Missouri, that says residents there don't need to own all those things anymore. It's a place where people can check tools out, like a book. And as we continue our Marketplace series, The Next American Dream, we speak with Bob Horton, manager of this tool library. So, Bob, what kind of equipment are we talking about here?
Well, we have all kinds of saws. We have a chainsaw. We have a circular saw. We have power washers. We have drill kits, paint spray guns, air compressors, and things like that, that really what we're trying to do is break down barriers for our neighborhood residents.
Now, Bob, you know, I think about a lot of these tools that I have personally, and I also think about convenience. And a lot of these things, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but it would be an inconvenience for me to have to go borrow something when I could have it in my garage. How do you convince people otherwise?
Well, the neighborhoods primarily that we serve are low to moderate income neighborhoods. So a lot of times they don't have those tools. It's a very inexpensive yearly fee that they pay, you know, to belong to this library. And then they can come and check these tools out for free.
How did you get this all started? What was the idea behind it?
Well, when I took over as executive director in 2004, I went and toured two different organizations like ours, and both of those had something like this. So I, you know, came back, talked to some people here in Springfield to talk about, is there a need for this, and would it break down some barriers that people might have to fixing up their homes? Because one of our main objectives in our revitalization efforts is to improve the housing stock in the neighborhoods that we serve, and we feel this very much does that.
You know, we live in this ownership society, Bob, and it seems to me that a lot of people want to have those items, or, you know, if they don't have those items, then they're not interested in using them in the first place. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think we do live in an ownership society, but we also live in we're also facing economic times to where people may not, if they need a tool, don't have the means to go out and purchase those tools. So we feel that there's definite value to becoming a member of this.
All right. Bob Horton, Executive Director of the Urban Neighborhoods Alliance in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Check out our Next American Dream section inside our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.